Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Don is the only parishioner I've ever served for about 25 years in ministry whose favorite hymn was On Eagle's Wings. And one of the scriptures that this hymn is based on is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And here it is. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah had just finished speaking a prophecy to King Hezekiah in Isaiah chapter 39, the previous chapter. Israel would be carried off to Babylon and go into exile. Hard times were coming, and it was time to prepare the heart for the Lord. These were chilling words. The true prophet of God was once again put into the position of not exactly being the bearer of good news. Life is hard, very hard, and life was about to get a lot harder. This is not joyful news, but downright discouraging news. Don knew about such things. You just heard me read his biography. What amazing blessings our brother in Christ knew. But does this mean that he did not suffer? What filled Don's heart when he lost Edward? What did he go through when he lost Jeff? What does a man so gifted and so strong for so long go through when his health and body betray him? What does a loving father experience when he loses his children? Yes, Don knew many blessings, but he also knew many hardships. He knew that the words of the Lord are true. In John chapter 16, in this world you will have tribulation. That is, Don knew about the bigger picture. Yes, he knew joy. He knew great joy, especially when it came to celebrating life with his dear Sylvia. But he had a realistic grasp of life, and it humbled him. It turned him into a man who relied on God. So many people think that such faith represents weakness, someone who needs a crutch, so pitiful in the eyes of the world, which prides itself in self-glory and self-aggrandizement. The world doesn't get a man like Don. Never did and never will. But what Don knew was quite simply amazing, and this, dear ones, is the invaluable legacy that he has left behind. Did you catch the part of his bio that conveyed, when he conveyed to Sylvia about his faith in the Lord Jesus? He had expressed his total faith in Christ's forgiveness. He knew that that came from God with no strings attached. And he was not about to give up on his connection with Jesus Christ. That's why attending divine service, going to church, was a priority for Don Kittle. And it invigorated me personally in getting to serve him as pastor. It inspired me. And this is, again, his true legacy. Don knew that attending divine service, getting the sacrament, receiving the word, was not about a social thing, a good work, an opportunity for spiritual pride. It was about a sinner being saved by God, being forgiven, being covered by the grace of God. Don got it. By the grace of God, he understood. What gave him this love of family that we have spoken of and will continue to speak of? It came from the love of Jesus Christ, which overflowed in this man, our brother. Don loved because he was first loved by Jesus. And this, my friends, is how we get through the hard times. It's experiencing the love of the Lord in the midst of these trials. But it's totally insufficient to imply that this love of God is simply adequate for us to somehow get by. By no means. And we learn something further when we contemplate Don's favorite hymn. Life could be storming, producing really bad days. But Don was graced to discover that his faith was never to be reduced as some mere coping mechanism. Much to the contrary, to know the Lord makes strong even when we are weak. It is to see light when there seems only to be darkness. It is to have hope in the midst of despair. It is to rise up, and not just to maintain, but again, rise up. To know the Lord was to face the exile of sin, like Israel facing the exile in Babylon. But while facing exile, something happens through the Lord. Again, it is not a mere maintaining, but rather what the Holy Scriptures describe as mounting up as on eagle's wings. The eagle is a majestic figure in the Holy Scriptures. It soars. It rises above all trials and tumult. It is greater than the predicted exile. It makes us, as the hymn says, to shine like the sun. What a picture of grace. Sin covers with death. Darkness prevails. But not for the people of God. Not for men like Don. There is more to that scripture I quoted earlier from John 16:33. After the Lord said there would be tribulation, he went on to say, but take heart. Why? Answer. Because I have overcome the world. Even in the face of the ultimate exile of death itself, the Lord of life conquered death. Light and life has prevailed over darkness and death. Our guarantee is the Lord himself, Don's Savior and your Savior, who himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. This was Don's assurance. This was what guaranteed him. This was what was guaranteed him in his holy baptism. This was what was renewed in him through his frequent reception of the Lord's Supper. And this is what he prayed for. And this is why he loved the hymn. You can't reduce a life to one little segment of it, but, well, I guess you can. When faith is shining, it really does sometimes. But towards the end, when he was very, very weak, he was asking for something. And Sylvia and I, and I'm not sure who was with us, one of your daughters, was it Tina or I? We were there trying to figure out, what is he saying? What is he saying? He wanted to hear the hymns. Remember that, Sylvia? He wanted to hear the hymns. You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life, say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock in whom I trust. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. Note who's doing what. We're only dwelling and abiding. That's all we're doing. But the one who's really doing the work in the midst of the trials is your Lord. He provides shelter. He covers you with the shadow of his wings. He is your refuge. He's your rock. He raises you up. He bears you up. He makes you to shine. He holds you in the palm of his hand. No matter what, the Lord is lifting us up, and we're not just getting by, but we are soaring as on wings of eagles. But let's be clear about the metaphor. It means that your sins are forgiven. Not some of them, but all of them. It means that you're raised above condemnation. It means you fly above the curse. Because the Lord of glory became your sin on the cross of Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ was condemned in your stead. Your judgment was laid on him. That's why your condemnation before God is past. The result, you soar. You're free. He who believes in him will never die. To know this impacts a life. It changes a person. What does that life look like? Think of Don. He knew. He lived and lives on eagle's wings. So let us wait on the Lord. Let us renew our strength. Let us mount up as on eagle's wings. Let us run and not be weary. Let us walk and not faint. This is what Jesus gave to Don Kittle. And this is what Jesus Christ gives to you. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until he comes again in glory. Amen. We now continue with the prayer of the church. We stand.